I'm going to record and then just let everybody know that this is a call for focused on module 3 stuff. So urges, all that kind of stuff, overeating. Oh, wait, someone is sharing their screen. Please unshare your screen. Oh, someone's on the screen with us. Hold on. Let me go back to, there we go. What an adventure. All right, let's go. What's going on?
Okay, so basically I wanted to get coached about something that kind of happened to me on Tuesday, mm-hmm. or I guess Monday/Tuesday. So fried rice is like my all-time favorite food. Mm-hmm. And on Monday night, my boyfriend cooked it and we had like a ton of leftovers. So on Tuesday, I like knew I was going to want it all day. So I literally planned it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner because I just knew I was going to want it. So I was like, I'm just going to make a doable plan here. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm a September baby, so I'm okay. New.
Okay.
And I guess my question is, like, I had urges for this rice, like, all day on Tuesday. And I did pretty good at sitting through them. I, like, have really been focusing on, like, giving myself 10 minutes to let an urge sit. And I did really good on Tuesday. Like, I was really proud of myself. But, someone said they can't hear anything. Is that just her? Okay.
I think that's just her because I think everybody can hear. Yeah.
Okay. but yeah, so I did pretty good about like sitting through my urges and stuff, but I didn't like the feeling. Like all day I had urges. I would sit like for 10 minutes and then, you know, it'd be fine for like another 30 minutes and then it would just come back and it'd have to repeat the cycle and do like the other 10 minutes. And I guess my question would be like, I don't want to not cook the fried rice, not have the leftovers, because then I feel like that's, I don't know. I just feel like that's not a good method. So I don't know like why or like what I should do in regards to that.
Okay. So, I mean, what's the problem here? What is the problem to solve here?
I don't know if it's like me thinking like I just don't want the urges, like if that's like the kind of thing, and like me thinking like, oh, like eventually like I just won't have as many urges and it'll be fine. But I know that's not the case. And like, right. I'm still going to have urges for the rest of my life.
Yeah. So it is the there is no problem here, right? Or what you're thinking is the problem is that you have urges and that they feel urgent. Right.
Yeah. And I think I've been like journaling a lot too. And I think it also comes from a place of like feeling like I don't have control over food or like feeling right. like it has control over me. And I know that's like my conscious brain knows that that's not the case, but I've spent my whole life like thinking that food has control over me.
Right. And you have like these urges are actually amazing opportunities for you to prove different to yourself, right? To prove to your brain that you do have control over food, that you can have an urge and that you can choose to not eat if you want to, right? Like these urges are there for you to strengthen your muscle in allowing urges to be there and to prove that you do have control over food.
Yeah, I guess it was just like such an uncomfortable feeling all day on Tuesday when it just like kept coming. And I went to the thought of like, oh, maybe we just, you know, shouldn't have cooked so much without and like not having leftovers. So it's just not in the house. But
what I think was happening with you was that you were resisting the urges, right? You were like, these shouldn't be here. This shouldn't keep happening over and over again. But you actually thinking that makes them come back. And so if you are having a different conversation about urges where you're just thinking, oh, yeah, like I love this fried rice and urges happen to everyone. This is part of the deal.
I think I do probably have like a maybe like an argument dialogue going in my head more often than I would like to.
Yeah. That's what you got to work on is like, I want you to write out that argument dialogue just to get real clear on what your brain is saying there. And then you can actually pull out some thoughts there and really look at like, well, is that true? Is that true? Is that true? You know, really start to question some of those thoughts. And then also come up with a new dialogue that you want to have with your urges, right? How can you become maybe not friends with your urges quite yet, but just like acquaintances with your urges, where it's like, okay, you're here. We're done eating. Now what? Right? Can we just hang out together and just be here together without us eating? And let's not make this such a big deal, because I'll tell you, 5 years out losing my weight, the urges do not go away and they don't get any easier. I mean, in terms of, they get easier because of my thoughts about them, right? But they don't go away. And so now I'm like, oh yeah, that's just an urge.
Yeah, I guess that's something I can really work on.
Yeah, that's just where you need to practice, right? And you're new. And so I'm so glad that you came on, because this is such a good lesson for everybody, no matter where they are in their journey, right? Because if for you it's happening right now, you know, for me, I still have a conversation every once in a while, like, why do I keep having these urges? You know, why do I keep doing this? And it's because it is an absolutely normal human thing to have urges to eat when we're not hungry. And so it's just, you're realizing early on that this is something that, I mean, there's a reason we have an entire No BS module specifically on urges, right? It's because we want to teach you all how to allow them from the very beginning, because again, they're not going anywhere, and that's okay.
I almost feel like too, like all day on Tuesday, I was like, oh, when is the next urge going to come? Like, yeah. I was just like,
so waiting,
it happened a few times.
Yeah. You know how it is, like when you're, you know, you put your brain to work on looking for urges, right? And that creates more. That like literally creates more. Because if you were like not making it a big deal and being like, oh yeah, it's just an urge, you know, on with my day, then you wouldn't have had as many probably. But again, it's not about decreasing the number where there's eventually not ever any. It's decreasing them as much as you can, but then knowing that they're still going to be there and allowing them and being okay with them and not making them a big deal. And that just comes with practice and time, patience.
my least attainable virtue. Well,
you can attain it, right? With practice.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I think I did pretty good. It's just like, I did good sitting through the urges all day on Tuesday. It's just like, I think that argument, like dialogue in my head of like, when is this urge going to stop? And then just me like sitting through one and like 30 minutes later being like, okay, when's the next one? Like I'm ready for it.
So, and you were exhausted probably from that whole conversation all day, right?
Yeah.
You were, and then that will build up to even more urges because you're tired and you're looking for relief. And so it's just like, if you can just kind of take the temperature down on the conversation and just be like, okay, yeah, it's an urge. It's here. It's normal. You know, I like that food, but I'm not eating. So, and then there's a whole process in module 3 about how to practice allowing urges that I want you to go through and review. Okay.
Okay. And then, so the other thing you'd recommend is like, journaling like my arguments out, yes. And then like journaling through the process of like changing those arguments.
Exactly. Like just really getting your full argument out, just because all the argument is just a bunch of thoughts, right? It's just a big bunch of thoughts. And then, so you want to get all those thoughts out, and then you want to think, it's just like, you know, we talk about the think, feel, do cycle, where you think about like what you are thinking, feeling, and doing, and then what you could be thinking, feeling, and doing. And that's kind of what you're doing here. It's like, okay, this is what I'm thinking. And you could definitely do some feelings and some actions there too. But this is what I could be thinking about urges. And just really working on changing that conversation and practicing that new conversation when urges come.
Yeah, I think that's the other thing too, is practicing it like in the moment, because I can, like I remember the other night I was having like an urge and I was like, oh, these urges are a bitch tonight. And I like kept having to tell myself like, no, they're just being normal. And right. I think it's hard to like practice it in the moment, but I guess that's like what has to be done to like,
well, make it. It's practicing it in the moment, but then it's also practicing it ahead of time, right? Like, again, all this journaling that you're doing, you want to do that, you know, when you're not feeling an urge, right? And so that, you know, you're not in the moment. So it's like you're preparing yourself so that in the moment you are, you know, you're ready. And again, it's not that it's not going to be uncomfortable. It's not that it's not going to be, you know, hard at first, but you can do that, right? You can practice that and it'll get easier over time. But again, it's just something that will always be there and that's okay.
And the answer is never to just like eliminate food from my house to not have an urge, right?
No, because you were talking about the fried rice, right? Like you love that. You want to make that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's really like, you know, the ideal situation is for you to, you know, have any food in that you want and then practice allowing urges to have it when, you know, when you're beyond, when you're, you know, when you're satisfied or when it's just not time to eat. Yeah. Because isn't that, I mean, you don't want to just have to keep all the food out of your house, right? That's coming from fear. That's coming from
restriction
that you don't, a strict restriction. Exactly. That's coming from a place you don't want to be. So, all right.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah. I'm going to journal about my arguments. I think,
I think that'll be good.
That's like the biggest thing.
I think it'd be good to see that on paper. Right. And just really, and you'll probably look at some of that argument and be like, well, that's BS. That's BS. Right. And just be able to question a lot of it. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. See ya. Let's see here. Ashley, muted you back, or you muted yourself. Thank you. Okay, Jen, asked to unmute you. I think we're making this work, y'all.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so I've lost about 70 pounds in the last year and a half. Mm-hmm. I started in Scholars, joined No BS last December. Okay. So for me, like urges, like when I first started, I did like the urge jar and that was super helpful. And like, if I'm not eating, like urges are not really a big deal, but the time when it like comes up is like when I'm eating food, that's just really good. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I just don't want to stop. And then I find myself eating like past satisfied. Mm-hmm. And it's happening a lot more recently, which is like, what the heck? Because it's like, with you talking about like, you know, urges don't go away and it's something like still comes up. It's like, oh, it's a good reminder that, yeah.
So, okay. So first off, let's just kind of break down again, kind of like what we did with Ashley, where it's like, what is this conversation you're having about something that's really good and why you want to eat more of it?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like the thoughts in my head, it's like so simple of just like this, like I want it and it tastes really good and I don't want to stop.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you want to stop? Why don't you want to stop in the moment? I mean, like, why don't you want to stop and eat just what your body needs?
You know, it's a good question. Cause like, I mean, I guess there's gotta be something like underneath it all, like kind of unconscious where it's like this like form of like self-sabotage or something. Cause like, yeah. Cause like on the surface, it's like literally the only thought is like, it just tastes good and I want it, you know? It's
really
like,
I don't know if it's a matter of you know, complicating it even more. I just think your brain has a habit of thinking more, if it's good, more is better.
Yeah.
More equals better.
Yeah. That's actually pretty true across the board.
Okay. So you recognize a pattern with this.
Yeah.
But you know that's just a thought.
Yeah.
Right. You know that's not a fact, right? Because, you know, we define better any way that we want. And if we're over full, you know, that's not better. Right. Yeah. But in the moment, you don't have that full conversation with yourself.
Right.
You're just, you know, your brain has kind of figured out a shortcut where it's just like, well, more equals better. And because, you know, your brain is always looking to overeat.
Yeah.
Winter is coming. we need to store up. This part of your brain back here thinks that, right?
Yeah. No, that makes so much sense. And it's just like, just that simple thought, like more is not better, I think actually can get me really far. Okay. Yeah.
Because it's like, what? No, but really what is better? What's better is I get to eat this amazing food that I love, and I get to eat just enough so that my body just like feels so good and I'm not all full and gassy and all that junk, right? It's like, how amazing is this that I get to eat like literally whatever I want and lose weight?
Yeah.
And I just eat to satisfy. I'm like satisfied. That's better, right? That's how I can define better.
Yeah.
Satisfied. So. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Is that it? All right. If you will mute yourself, I will go on to the next person. I think this is working. Okay. First off, I'm going to see if I can find Mary Jo and make her a co-host, and then she will be able to let other people in. Thank you, Mary Jo, and be sure your camera, unless you just want to say hi. Let's say, no, wait, I don't want to make you the host. I just want to make you a co-host. Where did you go? I love you, Mary Jo, but I don't want you to be the host. You know what? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I think I'm managing it, and I don't know what might happen if I make you the host, because I want to be able to stay on here and coach people. So if you can hear me, I think you're on here. You can hear me. I think this is working fine. I'm rocking it. I'm rocking the multitasking. Okay. Emily Young is just coming in. All right, Amy, you're up. We got Amy, Ellie, and Cheryl. So I'm going to ask to unmute you. Amy, you're up next. Let's see. Let me ask to unmute you again, Amy. There we go.
All right. Thank you. It kept saying the host won't let me unmute.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm so excited I got on. First of all, I couldn't get on the link and I emailed support and they got right back to me and I got on.
Yes.
So
they are
please tell them. Thank you.
Yes, I will. Well, Mary Jo's on here, so she hears that. So
yeah, I appreciate it because I was
all get together and make it work. Yes. Good deal.
Yeah. I was one of those emails. And then I think today, you know, I feel like coaching calls go like this with themes. So I'm in a similar situation to the previous callers. I'm at like an 80-pound weight loss, but I'm new to BS, and I've you know, journal, meditate, do all this stuff, but I still overeat. So, and I've been able to probably get away with it without totally realizing that to this point in my weight loss. I'm over halfway there, maybe like 60-70% there. So I obviously have more to do. What I'm finding is that I have these like episodes where I feel I've had my meal and I, you know, through the work, this is a year and a half into this process. I know when I feel hungry, I know when I feel satisfied. And those are things that I had to learn and I've learned them. And I'm getting to the point of satisfied, but, I am having trouble. So I've worked through two things. One of the ones is satisfied just being okay, and through the disappointment of just being satisfied and being okay. So I've sort of worked through that and I can get through that, but this is different. This is where I'll be like, the only way I can describe it is I'm like searching for a flavor or searching for something to fill this void. Mm-hmm. And it's not a void of hunger. It's just some void in there. So I've worked out that it's clearly some emotion that I haven't been able to put a name on. And I've like decided to call it George because I just can't name it at this point. And I don't know where I came up with that name. So, but it's like, I almost start this process of like a mini binge, like, you know, I look for this and try that and that, you know, and I know intellectually that no food is going to fulfill it, but it's like these episodes keep happening.
Okay.
So, and I don't know where to go with it.
Okay.
You know, I've really tried working it on it, mm-hmm. and I don't know what my next step is.
Have you tried just not eating and seeing what happens?
I know that would be great too. So sure. I mean, yes. And seeing if I could then figure it out more when I don't eat. Yeah, no, I have tried that. And that's where I've come up with the information that I was just able to share with you.
How do you feel when you're not eating? What are you feeling?
That's where I've been able to call it this, George. It's like a feeling that's below my belly, like below my rib cage. Like, I know it's not hunger because I know what that's what it is. And I, like I said, I can't put a name to it, but it's this like unsatisfied feeling.
Okay.
And I'm looking for satisfaction. And I know my long-term patterns are I go to food to be satisfied. And that's what I'm, you know, that's what I recognize I'm trying to change.
So it sounds to me like you figured it out. It's an unsatisfied feeling and you need to practice feeling unsatisfied.
Yeah.
And not eating.
Do you have any recommendations on like mantras I could like say?
I love that you've named it. You could just be like, well, this is George. This is George. Just, you know, this is George coming to visit. That's all. Hi, George. What's up?
I know. Sometimes I can do that. And sometimes I have, it's a lot harder.
Sometimes, and that's what practice is all about, right?
So
it's just practicing. But I mean, one thing you can definitely do in the moment is journal, right? Like, what am I thinking right now? What is coming up right now? You know, what is George, right? If I had to guess, I mean, and that's the other thing is guess, right? Yeah. I love to say like, if I had a $100 bill and just, I'm going to give it to you, just take a guess of what this feeling is or what you're thinking right now, what would you say? And so,
I mean, that's where I've come up with just unsatisfied and not being there. I'm looking for some little hit.
This is, this happened to me the other day, a couple of weekends ago. My husband was off hunting. This is what we do in the fall. I'm, you know, by myself in, on the weekends. And I was walking around doing things and I was having some urges and I was like, you know what I'm thinking right now? I need a hit.
Yeah.
I need a hit. And that thought just came out of, you know, that was just a new thought that I uncovered. And I was like, isn't that interesting? That's all it was I was, restless. I call it restless. You could call it, some people call it bored.
Yeah.
You know, it's not bored. Like you don't have anything to do. It's bored. Like you're looking for a hit.
Yeah.
So it's restless, bored, but you can just call it George. You can just say what it is, George. It's like, oh, here comes George. Nothing to see here, right? No big deal. We're not eating. We know we're not hungry. So it's just time to feel, it's just time to invite George in for a while. And then he'll, you know, he'll leave it eventually.
But yeah, I know it's totally normal. I'm just still frustrated with it. And like I've even journaled.
Why is it a problem that it's there?
It's not a problem that it's there. It's a problem that I still seek to fulfill it with food. That I will still use food to do it, fulfill it.
But that's part of this practice process, right?
Right.
That you're in the process and you're always going to be. I still eat in response to urges 5 years out.
Yeah.
So
it's and I've tried. Yeah, I've tried to get to journaling and being like, what if it just was easy? And maybe that's too far. Maybe that's too far. Like, maybe I just need to be like, this is always, you know, and I recognize that it's always going to be there.
But it could be easy if you decide it is.
I know. Yeah, no, I recognize that.
It could just be like, because I mean, I love one of the first things that Corinne says in module three is you're going to overeat while you're losing weight. After you reach goal weight, you're going to overeat. So it could just be, oh, this is easy. This is just one of those times that I overate. You know, but that doesn't mean I'm gaining all my weight back. That doesn't mean, you know, that I'm not losing all the weight I need to lose. Right. This is just part of the deal. No big deal.
Yeah. I'm just at this point where I need to tighten it up a little bit. And it's sort of what I've been stuck with. Yeah. No. So, okay. I mean, I've tried to work through it.
But I don't know that you want to, I mean, when you say tighten it up, what do you mean? Do you mean like, you know, resisting? Do you mean, you know, fighting with that urge? Or I want you to loosen a little bit and just be okay with having these urges. That's what I think a lot of you all need to do is to loosen things a little bit and not hold on so tight. Because that's where the resistance comes in and the judgment and all of that.
Yeah, and then that resistance is exhausting, and then eventually
you run out of willpower.
Yeah, yeah, no, and I understand that process intellectually, absolutely.
But it can be, I mean, I'm with you. It can be scary to loosen, right? You think, well, if I loosen, maybe I'll just fall into a, you know, fall into a cake or whatever. But it's taking that. You know, that step that, you know, that it's feeling scared and doing it anyway. It's like, what if I just loosened a little bit and I just didn't make this such a big deal? Maybe that's the answer. Maybe because what I've been doing, holding on so tight, hadn't been working. So maybe this is the solution, is to just, I think about that song, hold on loosely, don't let go, but hold on loosely. Because if you cling too tightly, you're going to lose control, right? It's just, you're still holding on, but you're just relaxing a little bit. You're giving yourself some relief.
Okay. Well, hopefully that relief brings the hit that I'm looking for.
Well, it's
I
never.
I think it will. I believe you.
Yes, yeah. But it's never as big of a hit as the food, right? We got to be honest.
I know.
Right? But we know that food is not the answer.
Yeah. And I try to like use like, I love myself more than that to do that. It's difficult in the moment. So I appreciate you catching the tightening thing and saying to loosen. So thank you very much.
Okay. All right. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. I'll meet you. All right, Ellie, I'm going to ask to unmute you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Awesome.
Hi.
Hi. So I'm a September baby and just raised my hand because I'm actually home alone and have time to do this. So the last calls have been great. I love George. That's fantastic. Yeah.
It's fun to name things, right? It just takes,
it is
that just in itself takes so much seriousness out of it. Right.
Right. Yeah. Gives some personality to it. Like, gosh, George, it seriously.
Heaven forbid we have a little fun around here. While we're
So my issue is weekends. It's Saturday. And I mean, I notice on my habit tracker, like making a plan, assessing my plans, sleeping, water, you know, all are on point. Fridays and Saturdays, I slip off following my plan and my doable hunger.
Okay.
Yesterday was the first time Friday got to check off doable hunger and following my plan. So that's
okay. What's different about yesterday?
I just really focused. I mean, I had a really good weigh in, so that was really motivational to really
The weigh in wasn't motivational.
Right. All of my work up to my weigh in.
Well, your thoughts about the weigh in, right? And the thoughts about your work that you did. That's yes. Because motivated is a feeling, right? And it comes from our thoughts. And so it wasn't the weigh in that motivated you. It was your thoughts about the weigh in. And yeah, it was like, oh, I did all this stuff. And the scale decided to cooperate this week.
right.
But you want to remind yourself that it doesn't always, and that's okay too.
Right. And I am one that weighs every day. Okay. So I do, and I've been really working on, this is data, and I'm going back and I'm paying closer attention to what I'm eating and how long it lasts. Like I'm marking down like what times I'm eating now. Okay. So I can see, okay, well, if I eat toast and peanut butter and a banana, that's going to last me this many hours. Mm-hmm. And I knew, okay, the weekend's coming. So I need to make a really good plan. And every other weekend we have to travel and pick up my boyfriend's son. So usually we stop and get some fast food. Mm-hmm. And so I already planned, we don't need to do that. We've got food at home. Everything's fine. So I was all excited for that. And then they had a blow up at their house and 3 hours away and they were going to be late. So we ended up stopping, but I didn't get anything. I just got a drink. Mm-hmm. And just waited and sat with my hunger until I knew that we were going to get home and I could eat what I had planned. Didn't have to worry about that. So I was really excited last night that I stuck with that and I didn't. I sat and smelled the food that my boyfriend was eating.
It's always a good practice. My husband, I'd already eaten dinner. I was the other night and about 8 or 8:30. He orders a pizza. So I got to sit and smell that nice, hot, fresh pizza.
Yeah. He's like, here, do you want a bite? No, I don't. No.
Oh, yeah. He offered me a whole piece.
Right. I'm fine. And he's learning. I mean, and, you know, it was one offer and that was it. Like he knows not to push it now. He knows that I'm trying to just, I'm like, I'm not hungry. It's fine. But today we are going to my mom's for supper and mama's good cook. Okay. So it's kind of like the first caller, you know, it's really good. It's hard to stop. Mm-hmm. And, but you know, I've made my plan. I'm going to eat till I'm satisfied. Mm-hmm. And I've decided, cause my last few weekends we've been going and visiting my sister who's been camping, which is just outside of the town that I live in. And camping means beers and beers mean what? I don't know. Am I hungry? Am I not? Okay. And then I pay for that. Mm. And then I try not to beat myself up. You know, hey, it's just one day. You know, you had. But so I've decided, I'm like, I don't need to drink. I don't get anything out of it.
Well, it's reminding yourself that, you know, you said camping equals beers is a thought, right? That's just a thought. And so it doesn't have to. But it can if you want it to, right? It's just, but it's not this equation that is, you know.
Right. And that's been my journaling has been weekends equal discovery sheets. Right. Because I'm like, son of a gun, there goes another one. And so I'm like, okay, I got to do something about these weekends where, you know, because even last weekend, I'm like, all right, I'm not going to plan exact foods that I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat when I'm hungry and I'm going to stop when I'm satisfied. Then my boyfriend goes and gets another 6-pack of beer and it's like, oh, well here, have another, you know, oh, okay. Yeah. And
so for you, I think it's a couple of things. I think it's definitely working on your thoughts around like, you know, this doesn't equal this anymore. Right. It's because again, if camping equals beer, then when you go camping, your brain's gonna, I mean, your brain, you have put your brain to work on like, let's look for, you know, beer, where's the beer? You know,
right.
This is, and you know, and weekends equal discovery sheets, like, oh, we need to get these discovery sheets done this weekend. Right. That's what you're putting your brain to work on. It's you're putting it to work on things that you don't want it to associate. So for you, it's like, okay, what do I want to put my brain to work on? And it's, you know, this is a practice, right? I've been using that word over and over again, where it's okay, how do I want to think about camping? How do I want to think about the weekends? Where this, you know, weekends, it sounds to me like, you know, with your going to your mom's, it's an opportunity to practice, you know, practice these new thoughts and practice putting some new actions into place And so that's the other thing. It's the thoughts, and then it's the actions for you. It's like, how can you set yourself up for success for tonight, for example, to be successful, right? And so first off, let's talk about the thoughts. How do you want to go in to your mom's? What do you, instead of "it's so good, I want to keep eating," what do you want to, what else do you want to be thinking, or what do you want to be thinking?
So, and that I've been listening to Corinne's "weekend doesn't mean weekend," and how, you know, I'd spontaneously like to fit in a smaller pair of pants. So I want to just keep my progress in the back of my head, and to not, it's like, I'm proving to myself that I don't have to overeat.
Yes.
I'm proving to myself how little I really need to be satisfied, and how I do feel when I'm satisfied, to just really listen to myself. It's super easy during the week. It's a very scheduled time, but the weekend's a little more carefree. But I know what I feel like. So I just need to,
I don't recommend that you remind yourself how little you, I mean, that sounds to me like it's, that could get into like, it's not fair. I can't believe don't get to eat more or something. Like, you'd want to be careful about that.
Right. Yeah. There's like a little bit of that.
And we may want to start with the feeling, right? I'm kind of thinking through this think, feel, do cycle. And it's like, how do you want to feel when you're sitting there in front of your plate of your mom's amazing food and it's time to stop?
I want to feel like powerful enough to stop and not have to, you know, the whole hurt. I know I'm not going to hurt my mom's feelings. She knows that's not the problem. But knowing when I've had enough that I just don't need anymore.
And you can build up, like, powerful will come, right? With practice. But for you, I think right now it needs to be willing. It needs to be just open and willing.
Right.
And so what do you need to be thinking to feel open and willing to just stop?
That I can do this.
I can do this. Right. I want you to come up with a bunch of thoughts, right? To practice before you go over there, and then when you get there.
Yep.
And it's, I'm willing to do something different. That was a big thought with me when I was losing weight. Like, what I've been doing hadn't worked. Right. I'm willing to do something different here and see how it goes.
I need to focus more on the time with my family than the food that's going in my mouth.
And that's the other thing. I mean, there's all kinds of different thoughts, right?
Said mama's a good cook. So every time, you know, it's a family gathering, it's, well, mom tried this new recipe and it's fabulous and we all have to try it.
And you can, right? And you can try a bite or two, right?
Yeah.
We're not saying that it's, you know, anything is off limits.
Right. So,
and then with the do, that's where we kind of get into the tactics, right? The things that, you know, in terms of what are you gonna do when it's time to stop? And you've still got food sitting in front of your plate. Maybe y'all are all sitting around talking or whatever. What can you do to, again, kind of setting yourself up for success?
As soon as I'm done, I'm clearing my plate.
Yeah. It's like, you know, you can put, if you're at a restaurant or whatever, this is just for everybody. You know, you can put your napkin over your plate. You can actually excuse yourself and go to the bathroom and give yourself some space between, like, literal space between you and the food. All those kinds of things where it's just like, okay, when I know it's done, then, and when I know I'm done, then I'm gonna, you know, again, I've got to do something different, right? I've got to do something.
Right. I've been working on, I started with, I got to leave 2 bites. Well, then I did the habit, like it creating a new habit where, okay, I can leave 1 bite because I'm president of Clean Plates Club and trying to demote myself.
So to demote yourself, you got to quit calling yourself president, right? You're not president anymore. You're past president.
Yes.
So it's, you know, no more, right? Because again, that puts your brain to work on, oh, if we're president, then we need to, you know, clean our plate, right? So it's thinking about that language, thinking about what you say to yourself and like,
see, and that's, I think I have all this stuff and I'm like, oh, I got this. I got this. And then I'm like, I need to call. No, I'm
fine.
I don't need to call.
I'm new. Always call. Always raise your hand. You'll always learn something, right? So
exactly. Yeah. Just when you think you have, like, or I pick up stuff or other, you know, I listen on other people's calls. I'm like, oh yeah, I know it. Oh yeah.
It's actually best to just decide, like, I don't have it. I'm not ever going to have it. And that is the good news, right? Because I think, you know, I think I've got it, right? And it's just like, that can be painful, right? That can be like when something happens and then you're like, oh my gosh, I thought I had it. And it's like, no, I don't ever have it. And that's okay. Because
I can always learn something new.
I can always learn something new. I can always talk to a coach, right? It's all good.
Fantastic.
So, all right. Good stuff. All right.
Thank you so much. I'm excited for tonight.
Oh yes. Yes. I can't. Yeah. Keep me posted, tag me in Facebook or something. If you want to give me an update
or something. Okay. I'll do that.
All right.
Thank you. Yeah.
Bye. Okay. Mute Ellie. And let me check real quick, y'all. Cause I've got a coaching call, but not until 11:30. Okay. So I can go a little bit longer since we started late. Okay. Cheryl. You're up next. And I haven't even looked at the chat. I hope y'all are helping each other in there. Cheryl.
You hear me?
Yes. There you are.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
How are you? I'm well. And you?
Good.
I want to shout out to my butterfly girls first and foremost. Love them.
All right. Love it. Love hearing about all these. Oh, and then Mary Jo is doing her accountability call.
I know. I'm going to be on that too. So
yes, well, she's got hopefully she will get these tech things figured out and she will be back on the old number. So,
Great.
Yes.
Great. So I'm like, I don't even know where to start, girl. I should have come on one of these, coaching calls a while ago.
You're right on time.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Back in June, I found out that I have an issue with a bone in my foot and I have to have surgery or I'll lose my ability to walk and things of that nature. So it's next week, but this past 3 months, 4 months has been really, really hard on me. I thought I could handle it and I'm a tough guy and all that, but I went into this deep depression that was, it took me back. I am a September 2019 baby and I lost 65 pounds. And over this past 4 months, I've gained 20 back. And
let's stop there for a second. Because I hear a lot of, you know, I hear you saying a lot of things that don't feel good, right?
No, they don't.
Yeah, right? It's like this, I mean, but these are all thoughts that I hear. Like, this is your story that you thought you could handle it, but like, you're sitting here in front of me today on October 17th. You're handling it.
Yeah. Not the way I wanted to.
You bet. Well, but here's the thing. That doesn't help you either, right? To say that. And then you're talking about going backwards, right? Going back. No, that's just not even a thing. Like, time doesn't, you know, as far as I know, you don't have a time machine, right? You haven't gone backwards. You have, you know, time has moved forward and you have moved forward with what's happened because thinking differently feels terrible, right? It's okay. Something has happened with your foot. You have experienced some depression. You have gained some weight back, or I don't even like to call it back because that sounds like it's some sort of reversal, right? And that's not a thing. You're always moving forward with new knowledge, with new thoughts to think, right? With new all kinds of things. You are where you are right now. And you're supposed to be right where you are right now because thinking that you're supposed to be someone different, that something should have gone differently, that you should have gone on a coaching call, you know, 3 months ago, again, all feels terrible. So I first want to just work on you being just okay. We're not talking about just throwing a party, but just being okay with where you are right now, sitting here today. And that comes with your thoughts, right? That comes through your thoughts.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's like, okay, this is what I've experienced, and I'm just meeting myself where I am.
It's kind of tough.
It's kind of tough, yeah.
Because I've gone back to binging and self-loathing and...
But here's the thing. It's like you haven't gone back to that, right? You're just making different choices. And you can absolutely choose to make any. But, you know that you can change your choices if you want to, mm-hmm. right? Anytime you want.
It's like, how do I get that motivation? And you're not going to want to hear me. How do I get that motivation back? How do I get that
motivation? You're not going to get it. You don't need it. You don't need motivation.
Come on.
Why do I'm telling y'all, if we're all looking for motivation, it's like, what's so big about motive? Like, what's so required about motivation? We do stuff when we're not motivated every single day. I know I get up out of my warm, cozy bed every morning and I'm never motivated. Mm-hmm. But I have a really good reason. I want to get up and coach y'all. I want to, I want to get up and drink my coffee. I want to, get a paycheck. I have all these amazing reasons. That still doesn't mean I'm motivated. So for you, it's, you got to earn motivation. And it starts
off. I never thought about it.
Yeah. Motivation is earned. Motivation is earned. Motivation doesn't just fall down from the sky, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All in your lap. You got to earn it. You got to earn it by doing stuff when you either don't want to or you're just kind of indifferent, right? When, with a lack of motivation.
That's yeah. I went into myself and just stopped doing everything and stopped communicating and withdrew and the whole work. So... it does. Yeah, it did create a thought in me that I couldn't get out of, like this vicious cycle of, mm-hmm. of negative thoughts. And I just couldn't get out of them. And
it's like, it's always available to you, right? It's like we get into mm-hmm. this cycle, like we need to be motivated and we're not motivated. And so we're broken somehow. And, and that cycle just continues over and over again. And it's like, what if I don't have to be? What if I can just think about, brushing my teeth every day, right? I'm not, mm-hmm. Compelled to brush my teeth every day. I'm not running into the bathroom to do that. But I just do it because I know I want to keep my teeth. And so it's reminding yourself about why. And even if my why is really clear, I'm still not going to be super motivated. But I just do it. And just reminding yourself of all the things you do every day that when you're not motivated. And so it's like, okay, well, if I don't need motivation, then what's one thing for you? I think it's one thing, one thing at a time. What's my next best choice, or what's one thing I can do today to just level up a little bit?
Okay. That 1% level up.
That 1%.
And this so reminds me of Elizabeth Benton's talk about doing what you don't want to do. Mm-hmm. So I just keeps going through my mind is you should know better. You should know better. You're already a year into this. You should know how to do this and what to do.
One of my private clients on this. And I was like, mm-hmm. apparently not. I said, I have heard that from people that have been in no BS for 5 years and have been in no BS for 3 weeks. Like, I've been here, fill in the blank, this long. Mm-hmm. I should know this now. And it's like, okay, apparently you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Right? Because again, that's another thought that feels terrible that you just go along and think is true, where it's like, no, apparently I just needed to learn. I lost weight with Corinne twice. So I didn't need to keep it off the first time. I just didn't.
That is so counterproductive. I mean, it's so counter what I think. I'm like, you're a loser. You should have, not you, me, not you. Oh Lord, that sounded terrible.
No.
But you're such a loser because you can't keep it off. You should know better. And that's the thoughts that keep going through my brain now.
And it's so frustrating. You really got to recognize these thoughts and like, I want you to say like, ask yourself, say, Cheryl, how does that thought feel? And if it feels crappy,
like ass.
Yeah. If it feels like ass, then it's something to look at, right?
Yes.
Something to look at. Well, and but first off, even before that, you've got to say, okay, is that true? Or is that just a thought? Cause
that's where I break down. I don't catch my thought.
You question it, right?
You don't check.
You question the validity, right? Corinne always said, don't believe everything you think. Just because you're
yes, my good friend it. Tracy. Yeah. What does she say? The first thought isn't always the best thought. Just like, I love her.
I was just coaching somebody on that too. I was like, what if we just like decided that immediate thought that we get, you know, when something happens, it's like an immediate, like throw it out. Because usually it's that habit brain just throwing up some BS. So what if like that immediate thought was just like always a no. And then we say, okay, now what do we really want to think? Right. And just keep practicing that over and over again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. It's becoming aware of your thoughts, questioning them. And then that one small level up every day. All right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. See ya.
Bye now.
Bye. All right. Let's see. I'm going to go ahead and do. All right, y'all. I'm going to have to get out of here, but I recorded this. So if you want to tell all your friends, accountability partners, if they, for some reason, they weren't able to get on, let them know that this is recorded. I'm going to be putting this up in the replay page so everyone will be able to see it. And then we are going to work on our tech issues before Mary Jo's call at, is her call is at noon. So it's coming up in just about 45 minutes. So hopefully she will be back on the regular Zoom ID that we usually use. This is the one that I use for my private clients. So that's why it has a waiting room and I have to let everybody in and things like that. But I think we made it work. We got to coach several people. And like I said, this will go up in the replay page. So just let me kind of go down here and see if there's anything else. Yeah, y'all are just doing some chatting in here. One little announcement that I know Coach Kathy wanted me to talk about to everybody is that we are going to be changing. Just I want y'all to just keep an eye out on your email because we are going to be changing the process of our podcast. And everyone is going to need to go through a process to like delete the old podcast and bring up the new podcast. And we are going to be coming up with some very clear instructions on how to do that. It's not going to be for a few more weeks probably, but just watch your email because we'll be sending out some real clear instructions on how to reload the podcast because we're just changing some things on the back end. You know, we've had some issues with some of the episodes uploading and things like that. And so we're changing the process there. So just keep an eye out for that. But we'll keep you posted on all that. Just check the Massive Action or the No BS Weekly. We used to call it the Massive Action Line. No BS Weekly on Sundays. And then we'll also be sending special emails out about that as well. So, all right, guys. Well, I'm glad we made this work. And I'm just flipping through here. It's just kind of fun to see you all. Most of y'all have your camera off. But it's just fun to see the Brady Bunch. If y'all want to bring your... I see a few of y'all. There's Emily. Hi. There's Adrian. Hi. Y'all want to wave to everybody. It's fun. All right, guys. It was fun. Glad we made this work. Oh, there's Brooke. Oh, my gosh, y'all. I love this. Now I have to scroll through and wave. I wish we could do this more often where we could actually see each other. We really only get to do it at camp. So, hi, Kamisha. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. All right. See you guys. Take care. Bye.